That was Slow Shines from the album Softer Faces by Living Hour, a five-piece dream pop band from Winnipeg whose song I Sink, I Sink is featured on the soundtrack of the new Netflix series Never Have I Ever. I spoke with vocalist and trombone and keyboard player Sam Sarti over Skype. Sam, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Yeah, no one's musical. I have a few distant relatives who would play the fiddle and the guitar, I've heard. Some guitar, yeah, but nothing too wild.
You're a little unusual in all the hundreds of bands that I've talked to. I think you're the first one I've come across whose triple threat consists of vocals, keys, and trombone. How did you come to that choice?
The trombone was something that I learned in middle school, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I really loved playing the trombone in band and just never gave it back to the school. So now have it and I use it in my band. So yeah, I don't know. I just really love playing the instrument. So it adds a nice tone to our music, and I'm happy that I still know how to play and that my embouchure is, you know, in decent shape, so I can still hit some notes.
Do you remember what the very first record or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
Oh, wow. I never really bought music growing up. I always just kind of looked at CDs that were already in my house, which tended to be, you know, like Rod Stewart and Elton John, and like huge box sets of Elton John. And I definitely would just like listen to those because they're already readily available. But when I started buying music for myself, it was definitely illegally, unfortunately. So I would download stuff through LimeWire, and I think I just went to town downloading a bunch of discographies from like Modest Mouse to like the Juno soundtrack was another first download. So yeah, that's how I started interacting with music. My first purchase CD, honestly, I think it was Simple Plan. Yeah.
How did you come together with your bandmates to form Living Hour?
Well, we all lived in Winnipeg, and we all went to the university. Oh, no, did we all? No, I think just me and Gil went to the University of Winnipeg. We just like met in university and around the town and in various venues and bars. Yeah.
As Living Hour, you released your debut record in 2016 and your sophomore one, Softer Faces, last year. Is there a theme to the songs in the collection?
Yeah, I mean, the album kind of reflects on a lot of things. it's like a lot of stuff. I don't know, it's like lots of different like themes within each song, I guess. Like, for example, you know, water deals with dehydration to a certain extent, like just reminding yourself to drink water.
That's always good advice. Your song, I Sink, I Sink, is featured in the soundtrack of the new Netflix series, Never Have I Ever, which is super cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're so stoked.
What was the inspiration for that song?
So yeah, that song is kind of a prolonged outro to another song, the song previous to it. And yeah, I think is kind of just about, you know, feeling what you feel, feeling kind of like disconnected sometimes on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, like, especially like now in the past month or whatever, always watching screens and different types of TVs and movies and just feeling like that is a world and then you're living in a world and it all just feels kind of disconnected. And in a way, like feeling like what is reality, which one's real, kind of playing with that idea, just like human experience and how it exists in like different mediums and realms, really, and just feeling like you sink into one I don't know. It's like a kind of a, I don't know, it's honestly like depressing topic, but it's also just, I don't know, I find like joy in that, like being able to like choose your reality and like play with it a little bit. So that's why the song is cheery. yeah, I don't know. I think that's like mainly what it's about. There's some other things too, but I'm just like really excited that people are listening to it and it's in the new show on Netflix. Like, that's incredible. I never thought that would happen. So
very exciting.
Yeah.